listening to
Humanitarian, Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, with your Faint Zone and Jamie Beauclair.
Hi, we are delighted to be sharing our day with you today. It's a beautiful sunny Sunday afternoon in Southern California, and we've got a great show to launch today. Humanitarian Radio is the name of this show. And let's start out with introducing your host for the show to you and telling you a little bit about our format so you can get a feel for where we come from and where we're going with this show. At this time, I would like to introduce to you Mr. Tony St. Tone. He's my host partner in this adventure. Tony's been performing music as a singer-songwriter over 30 years now. Hi, Tony.
Hi, how are you? I'm doing great.
I am Janie Beauclair. I have resided in the corporate world for the past 30 years as an event planner and promotional marketing developer, helping people put together events to help humanitarian causes. I started my actual humanitarian path of my own about 5 years ago. I got the fever, and it changed my life. So, Tony, tell us about you.
I started probably back in 1996 when I did my first USO tour entertaining troops around the world. You know, that experience alone was just, it was life-changing.
Part of the reason that I wanted to do a show like this with you, Tony, is because I know that people around the world are always looking for positive and great things to listen to, and there's really not that many radio formats out there that support great, positive, awesome things that are going on in the world.
No, that's true. And, you know, I think that the more we talk about these types of things and the more we put it out there, the better it's going to be.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, you and I, performing in the band St. Tone, we've been really blessed to be put in a position where we can do good things for good people around the world.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, as I said earlier, having toured with the USO tours around the world helping out troops, I had the privilege of going to like places like Italy and Spain and Japan and some really, you know, great places. But then we also went to places like Kuwait and Saudi Arabia and Turkey. And I found that the more desperate the situation, the more appreciation we got. We were in... where were we? We were in Kuwait, and there was like 600 troops out in the middle of a desert, and they called it Tent City. And I remember a guy coming up to me. He said, I was in my tent just trying to celebrate my one-year anniversary with a fake bottle of champagne because alcohol is illegal in the Middle East, at least where we were. And a friend of his kept saying, come on out. There's a band playing. You should come out. And he said, no, I don't want to. And all he wanted to do was sulk and, you know, drown in his misery. But his friend convinced him to come out, and he had the best time. And he came over and told me that story. And for me, that was like probably something that I really remember and hold on to, because that's what made it all worthwhile, was getting those types of reactions from people. And, you know, we get the same thing when I get to perform at prisons, for example, or nursing homes or hospitals, places that a lot of people don't get to visit, and that's where they need it the most. So I'm hoping this show will inspire others to do the same and spread some light.
Yeah, and I think that's really one of the goals of this show, is to be able to let people reach outside of their bounds. A lot of people secretly inside want to do something great, and they just don't know what to do or how to go about doing it. And I'm hoping that this show will give them some type of direction on how they can get involved and do great things for this planet and the people in it as well. For me, I've been helping through large companies. They plan their cancer walks, and they create food drives for the hungry. They collect clothes for the needy, Habitat for Humanity, builds houses, things of that nature. So what I've been doing is helping people to get the awareness out of the events that they're doing through products and marketing. And that side of it, I've been able to see what good people have done through their efforts and through their ability to reach out through their companies or through their famous names, and what people are willing to do to help out perfect strangers. And I think with you and I, we've looked into the eyes of people who just need a hand, doesn't necessarily mean they need cash or something tangible. Sometimes that hand is just a kind word, or, you know, you touching their arm or something of those, that nature. It doesn't take too much to see that there's a lot of folks living around each of us that we could all reach out to. And that being said, there's two things that we really want to accomplish on this show. And one is that we want to dedicate this show to talking about things that are extremely positive going on in the world today and how people give of themselves daily to help their fellow man and not always expecting something in return. And then the other thing that I want to make sure we accomplish in this show is we want to be a spot for you guys to come to get inspiration that helps you live good, positive lives, that helps you get into a different frame that allows you to contribute more. And, you know, when you contribute more, you also receive more back.
Yeah, you know, I can't agree with you more on that. And it's interesting because I feel like, I know we had discussed this earlier, when people watch the news, I was watching this episode of Wayne Dyer, Dr. Wayne Dyer, and he was talking on a PBS special. And he was saying if you ever analyze the news, which is, you know, your evening 6 o'clock news, it's always these worst case scenario type situations. If it was a fire or an automobile accident or a robbery or some kind of trouble around the world, they'll start off focusing on all the worst stories locally, then they go statewide, then they go across the nation, and then they go around the world. And, you know, for myself, I just choose not to watch the news. And people usually say, well, don't you want to be informed? And I don't really necessarily be informed about all the negative things that are out there, because I believe you get what you focus on. So, for example, if I were to say the world is a horrible place, I would be correct. And if I were to say the world is a beautiful place, I would be correct, because whatever way I choose, my mind's going to probably find examples of it being a great place or a horrible place to justify what my thoughts are. So, you know, as far as what we're trying to do here is we're trying to bring some more positive stories to light. I was in a conversation the other day where I just met this woman at this state fair. And we were talking in a circle, and out of nowhere she said, oh, did you hear about the two little kids who went to a sleepover at a pet store, and they were both eaten by a python? And I went, oh, my God, how strange is that? Like, what do you say to something like that? It's a horrific story, but this is what this woman liked to talk about. And I'm like, I didn't even know what to say to her. I just tried to make light of the subject. So, anyway, I have a song about that also called The Best Case Scenario that I'll talk about later.
Yes, and that is an awesome song. We definitely will talk about that in a bit. And I, too, hate watching the news for that reason. I know a lot of people have been watching it for a lot of years. Hi, Mom. And a lot of people get great things out of it, but I wish there was a news station on that had positive things and only every once in a while a bad story as opposed to the opposite. But anyway, each week we want to bring on a guest who's doing something amazing in the world. We want to do a few neat little segments week after week. This is going to be a weekly running show every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific time, 6 o'clock Eastern time. And certain segments in our show are going to highlight the things that we were just talking about that we'd like to be able to contribute for you guys. And one of the things that I really would like to do and excited about is I want to do a feature called Humanitarian Hollywood that showcases famous actors, models, musicians, entrepreneurs, anybody who's supporting a great cause. These people lend their face or the names of their companies to help raise money to make awareness to different causes. And I think it's really really important for us to showcase these guys who are giving a lot of themselves, and again, with, you know, nothing expected in return except the good feeling that you get when you do good things. Another thing we want to do is we want to let you know about events that are going on around the world that are doing positive things, that are looking for some types of support. Sometimes they just need people to help them out, you know, on the internet or just spread the word on your Facebook and things like that. But we want to let you know about different events that are coming up. as well. I want to do a segment every week on positive music. There are a lot of positive music artists out there, and nobody knows about them. So we want to dedicate a portion of our show to introducing the music of somebody who's doing positive music, and it can be in any style. It can be in rap or pop or jazz or whatever it tends to be, but we want to definitely introduce you to some new positive music. And today's show, we're going to start out with introducing St. Tone's positive music style. We also want to give you some great advice on how to create your own movement, how to contribute to something that you believe in. How can you get something going on your own, whether it's to support a neighborhood cause or a worldly cause? And we want to do some great tips on how to get yourself in a mental state where you're able to help other people because you've helped yourself and you're feeling really good about your life, and therefore you want to help other people feel good about theirs. So it's a really exciting hour show called Humanitarian Radio. You can definitely check us out on humanitarianradio.com website and talk to us about things you're doing. Let us know what's up and what's going on around the country, so we can talk about your events and let everybody know. And also we have a Facebook called Humanitarian Radio as well.
That's also, you know, while you're talking about that, Janie, I want to send a shout out to Easy Way Broadcasting for seeing the value in this type of a show. Eric Zuli gave us the opportunity to do this every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time. And so if you have an idea for a show, please don't hesitate to look him up at easywaybroadcasting.com. Eric Zuli, thank you, man, for giving us this opportunity.
Absolutely, Eric. We definitely appreciate you. You have long proven your humanitarian level in Hollywood as well as around the world in the events that you've supported and helped bring awareness to. And we are absolutely delighted to be in partnership with Easy Way Broadcasting and Eric Zuli on this program today.
Yeah, so listen, what we're going to do is let's do the humanitarian Hollywood segment. We have actor-musician Kiko Ellsworth, and we are going to connect with him right after this quick commercial break. Kiko, we will get you on the line in 1 second.
Life is hard for our road to Easy Way. Life is hard for our road to Easy Way. Life is hard for our road to Easy Way.
Kiko,
life is
hard
for our road to
Easy Way. Yeah, I'm here.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you their hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
So we are back. We are back. We're back. We're here with Kiko, an actor and musician, probably known best for his appearance on the daytime spinoff of General Hospital called Port Charles as a character Jamal Woods. Maybe you saw him in the movie Bad Boys 2 with Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. Kiko, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm right here. Hello.
There you are. How are you doing, man?
Hey, what's happening, brother? I'm doing fabulous out on a little walk out here in the neighborhood of Massachusetts visiting my wife's family.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Is it cold out there right now?
No, it's really quite beautiful. It's probably about 65 degrees, and it's, you know, 6 o'clock here on the East Coast. It's wonderful. What's going on, Janie? How you doing?
Hi, Kiko. I'm awesome today, honey. We're so happy to have you join us on this show because we want to brag about all the awesome things that you have introduced us to. So I will let Tony take it away. He's got a little bit of things he wants to chat with you about.
Cool. Let's do it.
You know, Kiko, I've had the pleasure of being involved in various causes and events that you have created, and I'm thrilled to introduce you to our humanitarian radio audience. Tell me some of the causes that you're involved with right now.
Well, really, the main cause myself is through Safe Passage, the nonprofit helps women and their children who've been affected by domestic violence rebuild their lives. And that's been my main humanitarian effort as one of my passions, which is self-defense and acting. I kind of blend those two together, which is an empowerment sort of self-expression, self-defense course that I actually give to these women. And, you know, for me, there's just nothing like, you know, having a woman that's been affected by domestic violence and then, you know, teaching her some self-defense and some empowerment and some self-expression techniques that allow her to really flourish and blossom. And then she knows how to protect herself at the same time. So I've been doing that for the past, well, over 5 years. And that's really my passion. And this year I'm really expanding that as well.
Now, what drew you to Safe Passage in the first place? I mean, there's a lot of organizations out there doing a lot of great things. What was the one thing that made you choose Safe Passage, or did they choose you? How did that come about?
You know, I just kind of flowed really to me. One thing led to another, and before I knew it, I was, you know, chatting with the founder and doing self-defense with the ladies, and it just, over the years, it just kind of steamrolled together, you know. I think just as far as, you know, I just kept following my path with the self-defense because I'm really passionate about that. You know, growing up really shy myself and thinking that I couldn't really defend myself and, you know, learning that I could, you know, to be able to pass that on to someone else that really values it. Like you said with the USO, the more desperate the situation, the more they appreciate it. And these women who've been affected by domestic violence, been beaten down by these men who are just confused about, you know, what a man and what a woman is, you know, being able to empower them so they really realize their true power, which is beyond their body, is one of the most amazing things for me that I've ever experienced.
Yeah, I would have to agree. And, you know, having been to a number of their events and being on the board, I've seen that the success rate has been incredible for Safe Passage. I believe it's like, is it 96 or 97%?
Yeah, it's definitely over the 90s for sure, yeah.
Yeah, and when you have something like that, I know that they really get in depth to changing a woman's perspective of who they are, as opposed to saying, hey, we're going to get you out of this tough situation and put you in an apartment, without really going deep inside to find out what is it that they're doing. Because a lot of times with situations like this, women are dating or married to men that have this background, this abusive background, and they'll break up with one and then go date another one that abuses them and then another one that abuses them. And somehow you have to break that cycle. And Safe Passage has found a successful way to break that cycle. And I think it's great that you're a part of that to empower these women to know that they are safe if they ever find themselves in that situation again. And it helps them maybe snap out of it going, wait, I can protect myself. And why am I putting myself in this situation again? So I think that is a great, great thing that you're doing.
I want to say something to that as well, Tony, if you don't mind.
Sure.
You know, because I think that there's Safe Passage does an amazing thing, and we're actually moving forward with another aspect of that, because Safe Passage works with women. But I can't really speak to too much what we're trying to do with the organization and expand it, but I can tell you what my personal passion is and what I believe is that the women are only one half of it, obviously. There's the men that actually do this sort of, you know, these horrible things to women as well, you know. But unfortunately, they've been victims, you know, at some point in their lives as well. So, you know, I thoroughly believe it's more about transforming this domestic violence cycle into a cycle of healing and transformation for both men and women, because that's really the only way that it's going to really heal is to actually address the guys in a way to where they can see themselves more valuable or to see themselves better than this guy that actually does this sort of thing. And they can see a woman as, you know, the yin to his yang, you know, because both of them work together. You know, the man and the woman, they work together. And, you know, there's a way to actually heal both sides so they work together as a team. And I think that we just, men and women, we've just, in some way or another, we've forgotten that we're a team. You know, men and women work together as a unit. They sit together, and you can't operate without the other. And I think once people really start to, once we all collectively, as a group, you know, start to realize that we not just want, but we need the other half of ourselves to be complete, that's balance in the universe. Like, literally, that's just, you know, positive, negative balance. You know, you have to have both of those to have balance. And once you have those, then I think men and women will reestablish a real relationship together, and then they'll reestablish what a family really is supposed to be energetically, and then that'll actually really balance out the world. That's my theory. That's my thinking behind all that.
Well, and I do want to add, in fairness, there's a lot of women who are doing the abuse and a lot of men who are receiving abuse from women as well. It's not a one-way street where it's all women who are getting damaged here. It goes both ways, and there's definitely men are experiencing the same thing, although it's a little more of a silent thing in our world. They've made a lot of noise about women being abused, but there's equally a good amount of men out there that have been abused and have gone through some abusive programs to try to get on the other side of that too. So I just want to bring up that it's a two-way street. Us women,
we're not
all angels.
I'm in the area of, you know, I've, you know, kind of, I guess my passion is domestic violence, you know, self-defense. But really the bigger picture, when you really look at it from a bigger perspective, it's just violence altogether. And I've, like, you know, in myself, I've actually specified and gotten more into, like, domestic violence as far as rebuilding women and just females in general. But, like, really, when you pull back and look at the bird's eye view, it's just violence altogether. We live in a violent culture. This culture is just violent, where you turn on TV, it's violent. You know, it's okay to just kill an animal or kill, you know, insects. You know, people might say, you know, it's just an insect or whatever, but it's still violence. You know, it's like, you know, there's just violence in our culture all over the place. And literally, it's just about, like, really raising the bar on how we want to actually live our lives. Do we want to live our lives more or less like a violent culture, or do we want to be learn how to just live more peaceful in our day-to-day activities? So, you know, because men are abused, women are abused, children are abused, animals are abused, you know, cars are abused, trees are abused, the forests are abused, the oceans, everything's abused, everything's violent, you know. So I think, you know, we just start to raise the bar of being more just a peaceful person, a peaceful people, then we'll do much better.
And I think you just summed up exactly why we wanted to start this, our radio show, Humanitarian Radio. It's exactly that. It's flipping the switch, changing how America and the world is viewing how they treat each other on a human level, flipping the switch into people starting to think on a more conscious level of my brother and my sister, and seeing if we can create a movement internationally, that brings awareness to the fact that we've gone down a slippery slope and it's time to turn things around, take a stance for the things that are good, and help people bring their lives into a really strong, positive, happy place that a lot of people have not seen in years.
Yeah, I mean, if we can, I think that if we can, you know, in a sense, get rid of the, or calm down the road rage in California, I think that would be significant on the effect that would have on the world, because that sort of anger is just boiling within us, and it just takes a little bit of traffic for it to come out. It's not like traffic's creating it. We're just an angry people if that's coming out in that particular way. Someone always says something like, you know, someone, what's that?
I was going to comment on that. When I'm in LA traffic, it's pretty odd for me because what happens is, You're driving down the road, and I think if you're thinking of positive things that you want to, I'm getting a feedback in my ear. If you're thinking of positive things while you're driving, it seems that you can bring in more positive things to you. If you start driving down the road, you start looking around, you go, man, look at this idiot. God, look at this guy. It seems like the more you get people to cut you off because you start getting more and more upset, and like a magnet, I think you start drawing more, you know, idiot drivers to yourself as opposed to, hey, I got a great song on, I'm just laid back, I'm just letting people cut in front of me, and I'm just cruising. The next thing you know, you're cruising home easily, because I drive up to Hollywood about two or three times a week, and it's about an hour and a half driving. Some days, I grab every idiot on the road, and then other days, I put myself in a really cool spot, either through music or through listening to some positive talk on some YouTube clip, and I'll just cruise. So I think it's where you put your focus, because I do agree, like we said earlier, if you believe that you're in a negative world, in a horrible world, then you're going to justify that by all the things that you focus on. And if you believe we live in a beautiful place and a beautiful planet, you're going to find more of that. So I think we do have an opportunity to choose what we focus on, but also as entertainers, you being a musician and an actor, which I'm going to bring up your music in a second, I think the more positive things that we can put out there and create, the more substance that people have to draw from. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
Agreed, my brother. Agreed, Mr. Beethoven.
So, Kiko, on that note, you've been writing some great positive music and released your first CD here recently called The Great Awakening. And I would love to hear you talk about how you were inspired to write that, what types of songs you have on there, and tell us about it.
The album, The Great Awakening, was for me exactly that. It was me starting to awaken to my real life and to create from a completely different format. But the music itself, it came from a yoga class, and I was doing some yoga for a couple years, and a few months into it, just some chanting, and started clearing all these blockages, because, you know, disease is just, whether it be mental or vibrational, or it's just blockages, and these creative blockages just started clearing up from the chanting and the meditating, and which I'm a big fan of, the yoga and the meditation. And the creativity just started naturally flowing. And, you know, I had literally a different voice, and also an opinion about things that I somehow thought I didn't have an opinion about. And from that just really birthed the music. So, you know, it's just something that just started to come out through me, and my quest just to be a better human being, I guess.
Well, I want to touch upon your meditation, because I want our listeners to know what time in the morning you meditate. Can you let them know?
At that time, it was between like 4 and 6 in the morning when those channels just started being cleared up. Now my clock is all messed up, but I actually meditate all throughout the day. Like, I do it 2 or 3 times a day. I really love it in the afternoon, like around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, to check out and reset at that point in time. But yeah, I'll do it at, you know, 6 or 7 in the morning or 8. And then I'll get down again, like around 12, 1 or 2 or 3, right around there. And then I get down again, like, you know, 9 or 10 or 11 o'clock at night before I go to bed.
And for you, let me ask you this, because, you know, go ahead.
No, I just feel like I got to say something about that. I mean, and meditation really is, you know, I like to just, I think it's for me really about settling down and thinking the right thoughts again. Because, you know, you can be pulled in so many directions throughout your day, energetically and thought-wise. You're just literally pulled in so many directions that you're not a whole person anymore energetically. And then, you know, I think those are great points throughout the day to touch base with why you're here, why you're born, what your intention is for the week, what your intention is for the day, what you really want to focus on. Like you were just mentioning, Tony, you know, it's like a checking point to say, okay, where am I, what have I been focusing on, am I aligned in the right direction? So, you know, those are great points that I've found for me to realign and keep shooting sharper back in the right direction at those points of the day.
Yes, and you know, what I want to send out to our listeners also is that, you know, if you're not familiar with meditation, meditation isn't necessarily sitting in a yoga position and chanting or staring into a flame, because some people say, well, I don't have the time to do that. Meditation is just quieting the mind, and that could be a cup of coffee in the morning and just sitting, or it could be petting your cat or just sitting in silence. It's just a moment for you just to be, as opposed to having to do something, and it's quieting the mind's chatter. And sometimes the flame or focusing in on a flame or focusing in on a word or just focusing in on breathing will help you get into that calm state of going, hey, what am I doing today? And maybe start seeing yourself doing what you need to do in a very positive way, and maybe start visualizing everything that you need to accomplish this day or this week or this month, and start seeing everything come through in a positive way. And as you start to vibrate that way, I think that's how you start to get into that breathing and into that calmness. And talking about breathing, I have a song here next to me that it says, it's a song by you, Kiko, called Breathe. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it before we play it?
It's the Rush Hour Traffic song. That's all I'm saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Rush Hour Traffic song. Perfect for L.A.
Yep.
Or New York, or Miami, or Texas.
Wherever, man. Anywhere you need to breathe. Sometimes that's everywhere, man. That's literally what that song is all about. But you know, really, it's really about that singular breath that we all have as individuals and collectively together. And I think everyone will find what the song means to them, you know. So I think it just leads people in the right direction of that, and they'll find something deep within it for themselves.
And, you know, I want to encourage our listeners out there, when we showcase performers on this station, being the station's different than a typical, you know, rock station or whatever music station you're listening to, I would really encourage you to listen to the lyrics to the songs that we play, because the artists that we pick because their lyrics are so positive and their songs are lyric-driven. So, yes, listen to the beat and listen to the music that they created, but definitely pay closer attention to the lyrics in these songs. And with that, I am pleased to introduce this next song to you by Mr. Kiko Ellsworth.
Kiko Ellsworth, this is Breathe.
And my buddy, The One.
Say that again. I'm sorry, I didn't want to cut you off. I was about to start your song.
No, it's the first verse is me, and then the second verse is my buddy. His name is The One, D-A-W-O-N-E.
The One, all right. Kiko Ellsworth featuring The One on your track Breathe. You're listening to Humanitarian Radio.
I can live truthful and stand tall. Yeah. Intuition sharp and keeping me on the ball. I'll be meditating even over all walls. Cause I hear the words and hear the angels call. A stone wall, never y'all. Keep my heart open like an exhibition hall. We like the waves that are breaking on the shore. From one source, of course, just recall. Don't stop, just a metaphor. One breath for one for all. Gotta live my life without a limit tall. We blessed with breath. Come on, stand tall. If I didn't live sinful, I could change scenes writing life with a pencil. Saying that I tried to something close to an intro for your info. It's
me against the world. What I need, you're too simple. Yeah. You living for yourself, and I'm living for my kinfolk. My motivation is invoked. And seen on a page with every pinstroke. Someone only beats because my body is my tempo. Yeah. Living for the Lord can get trapped in the limbs. So, baby, just breathe.
Yeah.
That is Kiko Ellsworth with Breathe.
And The One.
And The One, featuring The One. Awesome track, man. Where can we get this track?
That'll be released, actually, on the 28th, August 28th. And you can just go to iamkiko.com, and that'll tell you where to go to get that track. And 10% of that track, 10% of the proceeds are going to Safe Passage nonprofit.
Oh, awesome, awesome. So you're going to be able to get some great music and also help a great cause.
Absolutely.
Is up next for you, Kiko? What are you doing? Obviously, you know, you are an established actor. Now you're becoming a musician. You're a family man also. I know you have a lovely daughter and a beautiful wife. How do you keep yourself grounded, and what do you have coming up?
How I keep myself grounded, I think that's the most important thing, because that actually leads to, you know, how I have things coming up as well. I think how I stay grounded really is, it's all about my my daily flow, you know, my nature, meditation, breathing, checking out when I need to check out from society to get connected, to check into, you know, my highest purpose and who I am. So I think, you know, for me, it's been really creating habits of checking out, if you want to say it like that. You know, going on walks a few times throughout my day, like I'm doing right now. Spending time in nature, exercising in nature when I can, meditating in nature when I can, or just meditating. You know, better diet, exercise. I think those things are really just what I actually use to really keep me focused and balanced, going in the right direction.
Have you ever found yourself, like, going a couple of days where you haven't been able to meditate or you haven't been able to go for your walk? And have you noticed
oh,
a difference
yeah.
when that happens?
Oh, my God. It's just such a huge difference. I mean, it really started, like, when I started doing yoga. I did a 40-day yoga challenge, and it was just basically what it is, doing yoga for 40 days, and which I highly recommend to anybody. But after that, you know, the bar is raised so hard. So high in my life that, like you said, when you go a couple of days without doing that, you realize how much of a flow you used to be in. And when I don't meditate for a couple of days, or when I don't take my walks, life is a struggle, man. I mean, it is a struggle to do the simplest things. The thoughts are really disconnected and discordant. You know, things are just not flowing like how they're supposed to be. You know, when I get back into the meditation and the breathing and the working out and the eating good and drinking the water and focusing on the right things and meditation and yoga and all that, and just that becomes my cycle. And then if that's my cycle, of course I can eat a little bit of junk food here and there, I can do this, that, and as long as my cycle is right, I can do these other little things that are not going to really affect it, because the main thing is I have this, you know, force that's going in the right direction. So yeah, when I go a couple of days, man, I feel it bad. Yeah, it's bad.
Well, you know, the reason why I asked that question is because I think people don't realize how important it is or how much it'll help someone, if that makes sense. So once they're in that mode or once they're actually there, I think what happens is they start to rely on it more and go like, wow, I didn't realize how good I felt when I exercise compared to when I don't. So how good I feel when I do meditate as compared to when I don't. So until you've actually done it and until you've actually had a chance to walk away, you really don't know what you're missing. So I highly recommend to take that time.
Thank you. Yeah, I think if someone could take a 7-day challenge just to take a minute in the morning to meditate before you get out of bed and just to be with your thoughts and just breathe a minute at like, 12, 1 o'clock in the minute before you go to bed. If you do that for 7 days, which I think is a very simple challenge, just being with yourself for a minute, 3 times throughout the day, you start to really find that your days are starting to work a lot smoother, even with that just simple 3 minutes a day. And then from that, you'll not naturally, those moments will start to expand. Instead of 1 minute, you're like, oh, I'm going to meditate for 2 minutes or 3 minutes or 4 minutes. And before you know it, you're into this really nice, milky kind of flow.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more. Listen, I really, really appreciate you taking the time to hang with us and to be part of the new humanitarian radio audience and guests that people got to hear what you're all about. I have one last question for you. Are you ready for the ultimate question?
The $1 million question. Yeah, let's do it.
It's close. What would you do with $100,000?
You know, a car just drove by as you were saying that. that was destiny for you right there. Didn't want me to hear that question. Next question. I guess that was the wrong question, Tony.
Kiko, if you got $100,000 today, what would you do with it? Somebody handed you $100,000. What would you think would be the best use of that money today?
Oh, I actually would definitely invest in a few projects that I actually have brought in my mind and just connect it up to the charitable contribution and get that and actually forward some projects that I already have going on right now to get them really going faster right now.
Excellent. And that's the kind of thing that we're all trying to do is, help each other move along in the world in a happy spot. And if we can do things that can also be fundraisers and raise money in the middle of our projects and do good things for our fellow human while we're enjoying our own lives, that's pretty much the name of the game. So, Kiko, thank you very much again for coming and hanging out on the radio show.
Yeah.
And tell everybody where they can follow you and see what you're up to next. And then we'll say goodbye and we'll move on to the next exciting little adventure here.
Oh, yeah, you can definitely follow me on Twitter at Kiko Ellsworth and also on Facebook at I Am Kiko Ellsworth. And we have the domestic violence It's Not Okay campaign. That's on Facebook as well, too, where we're creating a whole movement about how it's not okay and actually healing both male and female. So you can actually check us out on Facebook pretty much
and
everywhere.
How do people support Safe Passage?
Safe Passage is at the website safepassagelives.org. And they're a 501c3 nonprofit. I've been based in the area of Van Nuys for the past 17 years. And, you can actually donate there. You can actually see how if you want to help out in other ways as well. But everything is going to be for Safe Passage at safepassagelives.org.
Excellent. And thanks again for joining us. And we're absolutely delighted to support your new CD release. And everybody follow him. See what he's up to because this guy is on the move, never stops, does a lot of fabulous things, and you should definitely keep your eye on him. That was Kiko Ellsworth.
Thank you, Tony. I love you guys, all right? Take care.
Love you too, darling.
All right.
Take care, buddy. Peace.
Next up, we're going to talk about just a short little spurt on an event that's coming up next month because you have about 4 weeks to get your act together so that you can support in this cause. I'm going to talk a little bit about it, and then we're going to move on to positive music, and you'll see where we're going with that. But so I want to talk about September 21st is an international day of peace called Peace One Day. And Peace One Day, the short version, is if you go to peaceoneday.org, you can learn all about how a gentleman put together this event to have a global ceasefire and nonviolence day so that people can move medicines and move food and clothing and wounded people in war-torn countries. So on September 21st every year, and I'm not sure how many of you guys know this, there is an International Day of Peace where all the fighting stops and people get to move their sick people and everything. We are bringing this up because we want to encourage you to do a Peace One Day celebration or event of your own. And basically, we're here to guide you through that. And Tony St. Tone, you have put together many Peace One Day adventures over the years. I know year before last, we did a big event in Florida for the Rotary Club in Inglewood, Florida, and we were able to rent a theater, sell tickets, raise money for that group. And what that group did with the money was they were able to purchase purified water wells and have them installed in Haiti so the Haitians could have pure drinking water to drink from the hurricane destruction that had just contaminated their water. So you can see that doing a Peace One Day type of event and even, you know, just raising a small level of money can help in so many big ways. And we definitely want to help you to create your own Peace One Day show or fundraiser. And you can follow us to learn more about how you can do that on our Humanitarian Radio Facebook or humanitarianradio.com website and see the different events that are going on around the world for this event. I can tell you last year, Elton John put on a massive event at Wembley Arena in England called Global Truce, where he invited a bunch of stars to come out and sing and raise money, and I'm sure that that was an amazing show.
Yeah, I wanted to add a little bit more to peaceoneday.org. The name of the person that got it started was a guy named Jeremy Gilley, and back in 1999, one guy by himself, he was a B actor, wanted to make a difference, and he started with this campaign back in 1999 to the United Nations, and then in 2005, it finally became official. So this is a guy that is amazing how one person can change the world. Back in 2012, they found out that there's 280 million people around the world that are familiar with this day. And that's only 4% of the world's population, but it's growing, and they're expecting 600 million people to be aware of the day in 2013. So in episodes of Humanitarian Radio that are about to come up, we'll be talking about it more. We'll be talking about our contribution to that day, September 21st. It falls on a Saturday in 2013. So mark your calendar, and I really, really urge everyone out there to check out the little short video on their website. It'll give you so much information on how amazing this guy is and how many celebrities are attached to the cause.
Awesome.
That being said, I was going to say, I'm going to play a song called Burning Sun, and it's all about unity.
And this is a song written by you, Tony.
Yes. It's a song that I wrote. It's a song about unity and how I try to find things that we all have in common. And it ties in with the whole theme of Peace One Day. So this is Burning Sun.
Excellent.
Town. mission.
That is Burning Sun by my group Saint Tone. That CD is available on iTunes, on my website, www.sainttone.com, and the CD is called Outside the Box. Once again, that was Burning Sun by Saint Tone. I want to thank my... Go ahead.
You also want to give props on that song to Big Coast. Big Coast is a friend of ours that wrote the rap in that song. That's the voice, the other voice that you heard. And he wrote a really strong knife piece in the middle there to really lay out the humanitarian aspect of this song, Burning Sun. And we just want to say thank you to Big Coast.
Totally. Big Coast. So tell me, Janie, I was going to talk a little bit about the Rise Up show. It's a show that we do. Janie plays keyboards and sings in the band also. And we have a show that's out right now called The Rise Up Experience. And we are performing it in different areas. We performed it at a theater here in Westminster, California, a couple weeks back. We've done it at some prisons. We've done it at different events. And what it is it's a high-end motivational show filled with original material of Saint Tone's. And we're very excited about having that show and putting it out there. Every time that we perform it, we have a lot of people saying how they leave the concert feeling better about themselves and just feeling inspired and motivated to get started on something positive.
And that's one of the things that I really like about being part of this band, Tony, is that I liken it to, you know, when you are a person that grinds up all your fruits and vegetables and make a drink so that you can feed your body these great vitamins and pure nutritions, straight, pure, right into the body. Well, I liken the Saint Tone Rise Up show to that, in that you can go check out the show, hang out for an hour, and just replenish your soul, infuse your day with good vibes, and just change a path that you might be on, or just find new ways to brighten your days by just taking on a new thought pattern and a new process known as the Rise Up Experience. And you are supporting this new Outside the Box CD. This is a show that goes hand in hand. And I do want to congratulate you, because you were recently in the top five, nominated as Global Humanitarian of the Year for your project. And I definitely want to let our listeners know that you are a guy who walks the walk. And it's great to be recognized and to see that you were recognized for all the great humanitarian things that you've been doing around the world. I also want to let people know to follow sainttone.com, and that's SAINTTONE.com, as well as the Facebook fan page of the same name, and see what's going on, because this guy never sleeps. There's things in this man's world going on a daily basis to better improve our world. It's the reason I wanted to have him on this show with me. There's a lot that you guys can learn from him. There's a lot of great positive things that you can do in your own life that you can learn through not only Tony's music, but his experiences over the last 30 years in the humanitarian realm. So I definitely encourage you to keep your eye on sainttone.com, pick up his new release, Outside the Box, and listen to a variety of just great, great music. Tony, you want to tell us some of the other titles of the songs on that CD? Because that definitely will give people an idea of what the rest of the CD is about.
Sure. The song titles are King of Me, which talks about how you are the creator of your reality. Another song is called Best Case Scenario. A lot of us talk about the worst case scenario, so I decided to put a flip on it and wrote a song called Best Case Scenario. Magnet for Money. It's just you proclaiming that I'm a magnet for money. And as you put that out there and sing it, I believe that you will attract more financial wealth into your being. A State of Abundance, when we start to count our blessings, we start to focus in on what we have as opposed to what we don't have. We begin to live in this state of abundance. Burning Sun is what you heard, which is a song about unity. Reinvent Your Life is another song that has to do with changing who you are. At any given moment, it doesn't matter how young or how old you are, you can always reinvent yourself. And there's a lot of songs, other songs that are out there like that. I've been doing this for 30 years, so I have a number of CDs out there that have a variety of different styles. So, InTone.com, check it out.
And I want to leave the listeners with a couple of thoughts. We're going to play a song called Shine My Light next, and it's going to take you out. And we want to thank you for joining us on our first episode of Humanitarian Radio. We definitely want to thank Kiko Ellsworth and Easy Way Broadcasting for the opportunities. And we look forward to seeing you next Sunday, 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And keep an eye on our humanitarianradio.com and Humanitarian Radio Facebook. Thanks so much. Shine My Light by St. Tone.
I'm here shining my light for the first time in years. I'll be there when darkness blinds the truth.